Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being unsatisfied. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from the prophet Haggai, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, where we read, "Now therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes." The book of Haggai is the first of the three minor prophets written after the exile, after some of the children of Israel returned from Babylon. Of the 12 minor prophets, the first nine spoke before Judah was carried away captive, exiled to Babylon. The last three minor prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, they each spoke to those who returned from the 70-year time of exile. Haggai gave this first word in September 520 BC. At that time, the exiles had been back in Jerusalem for about 18 years, but the work of rebuilding the temple was idle for the previous 14 years. The work started gloriously, according to Ezra chapter 3. Despite the glorious beginning, after 2 years, the work stopped. Stuck in discouragement and derailed by a lack of focus, when Haggai prophesied, the foundation of the temple was laid and the altar of sacrifice was in service, but the temple itself wasn't yet rebuilt. Haggai is mainly a book about proper priorities and how the returning people of Israel had to look past their own comfort and blessing and had to have a greater concern for the things of God. We should remember that these weren't bad people. They were the remnant that returned from Babylon. Hundreds of thousands of people went into the Babylonian captivity, and only about 50,000 returned. Those who did were the most committed to the Lord and to the restoration of Jerusalem. Yet the words of the prophet applied to them. "Consider your ways," Haggai said. The Hebrew figure of speech for the phrase is literally, "Put your heart on your roads." Haggai asked God's people to consider what direction their life was headed, and if they really wanted it to continue that way. They had already suffered from their bad direction. Haggai told them, "You have sown much and bring in little." The cause of their financial difficulties was their wrong priorities. They suffered setback after setback because the blessing of God wasn't on their pocketbook. So Haggai described a double curse. Instead of much, little was reaped, and the little that was brought home melted away without doing any good. As he says here, "You earn wages to put into a bag with holes." Despite their feverish activity, little lasting good came of it. It seemed like the faster they went, the more behind they became. Now, these judgments are a fulfillment of promises that God made hundreds of years before in the time of Moses. You can find them in Deuteronomy chapter 11. The people of Israel were being judged, and they didn't even know it. They probably wrote it all off as bad luck or tough economic times, but God was trying to tell them something. Sometimes our priorities are out of order, and we seem to suffer no financial hardship. In such times, we should never presume on the mercy of God. We should turn to Him and reorder our priorities before He needs to use crisis to get through to us. But God wanted to use the present crisis among the returning remnant to get their attention. That's why He says, "You drink, but you are not filled with drink." You see, friends, if our priorities are wrong, nothing will satisfy us. Each accomplishment soon reveals that there must be something more, something that can really satisfy. Nothing fills the God-shaped void in our life except for putting Him first. There is an important word to us today, the voice of the prophet speaking across the centuries. We must take careful account of our life priorities and make sure that the things that are important to God are important to us. This conflict between God's priorities and Israel's priorities made an empty life for those who first heard the prophet Haggai. If we allow the same conflict, we'll suffer the same emptiness. So spend some time taking account of your life priorities, and you can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.